Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks. And today I'm talking to you about behavior because all behavior comes from somewhere in your programming, whether it's procrastination, self-sabotage, overreacting to situations. And it doesn't mean you're broken. It's just literally triggered by a program that's running in the background. And so in our work, we don't shame the behavior. We literally teach you how to meet it, and we can rewire what's needed in order to shift the behavior if that behavior is causing problems in your life. Every behavior is based on the movie playing in your mind, and that the thoughts that are triggering that movie to play are impacted by your filters, your beliefs, your attitudes, your language, your metaprograms, the basis of your personality, your memories, etc., etc. And so that causes you to have certain thoughts, run the movie. Is it the love story? Is it the horror show? That then triggers a biochemical response in your body. If it's the horror show, your body starts pumping out adrenaline, cortisol, and that results in a certain type of behavior. Now, on the flip side, if the movie that you're running is the love story, you get different neurotransmitters. You get serotonin, you get dopamine, and your behaviors are very different. And so here's the thing. If you want to shift your behaviors, because these behaviors might have served you as a young child, you know, having a temper tantrum, and they're not serving you now as an adult, we need to rewire the programming so that the new behavior happens automatically. And we can absolutely do that. And the reason that's so important is that we reprogram it in the unconscious mind, which is where the behaviors were programmed in the first place, in the first 7 to 9 years of life, when you were living entirely in your unconscious mind. When you work with conscious coaching, and you start with shifting the behavior as the starting point of your work, your resources are limited. You're working with willpower, which is housed in your conscious mind, which is only 10% of your mind. You are working with tasking and habit change and accountability. And over time, you can create change, absolutely. It takes time and it takes hard work. And when life happens, guess what? Boom, you're back where you were before because that programming is still running. When you work with unconscious coaching and you learn the tools of the unconscious mind, that's when you can literally rewire the neurology so that you simply cannot do the old behavior. You rewire it to produce the behavior that you want now for the person you are becoming. And so when life happens, guess what? The new program is running. You don't end up back where you were, frustrated, annoyed, thinking you'd made all this progress and now you've been landed back on your you-know-what rear end. When you reprogram the behavior, life happens. And guess what? That behavior continues happening too. So if you are interested in learning more about the power of your unconscious mind, if everything I've said here today makes total sense and you're going, that's why it keeps happening, then you definitely want to come and check out our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop. I'll drop the link in the show notes. Come join us. It's 2 hours of your time to learn about the power that you hold within for your body to heal, free to show up as your best self, be the leader, the parent, be the person that you've always wanted to be. It's all within you. You just need to learn how to access it, and we will show you how.